What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
4:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon, 83 degrees as we speak. Coming up tomorrow, well, we got a lot of stuff coming up tomorrow, but one of the conversations I'm really looking forward to having is with a friend of mine, Mindy Applewhite. Mindy was a career law enforcement officer here in Central Virginia, probation, parole. And her beautiful daughter, who had just achieved everything that we as parents want our kids to achieve. She had gotten married. She had earned the highest degree possible in her field. She had just gotten her doctorate in nursing practice. I mean, she was a go-getter's go-getter. And she got hit by a car, driven by somebody who should have been behind bars. And now Mindy's daughter is gone, and Mindy is talking about it, and I'm just happy that she's willing to share it with us. So that's going to be tomorrow afternoon. Make sure you're here for that. And Charles, by the way, the pronunciation, that's Craig Eckrich. He's a good friend of mine. Now, I know it gets confusing because, as everybody at the Chesterfield County Police Department knows, Eckrich is actually spelled M-O-O-N-P-I-E, but it's pronounced Eckrich. All right, last night, big unity rally in Fairfax. Sounds good to me. Winsome Earl Sears, John Reed, Jason Miyares, love each and every one of them. We'll be voting for each and every one of them. Would love to have signs from each and every one of them in my front yard and my backyard. But the headline for every single solitary news report, be it radio, television, or in print, was that the Republican nominee for governor did not mention the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. Is it a big deal or was it an oversight? I don't know. I wasn't there. I did watch some of the Facebook live casts, and I thought Governor Youngkin was on fire. I'd like to see him out on the campaign trail for everybody. But John Reed, who, of course, many people know as the host of the morning show for a long time, now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. He clearly was there. He knows exactly what was going on. John, thank you for being here.
Hey, I'm glad to talk to you, Jeff. It was an exciting night, and the room was so hot. I'm telling you, people were kind of passing out in the back of the room. I was worried because it was so jam-packed. It was a good thing it was at a fire station, or they would have called the fire marshal, seriously. It was that tough.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, all those Republicans, conservatives right there in Fairfax, good Lord, that's a great thing to hear.
It was very good. People came from all over the state. I don't even know what the final number was. It was several hundred people, and they were really excited. And I'm appreciative of that. And I felt like I got a great reception from the rank and file, the activists, the people who are going to make this happen this fall. And I'm just so thankful that people have stayed with me through some rough times and that they're sticking with me all the way through the fall. And I'm going to try to earn that confidence in every vote all across the state.
Excellent. Now, I am happy to hear that. I'm not surprised in any way. I would be remiss if I did not ask you to address what every news account of this is playing as the most important thing that did or did not happen last night, and that is that the Republican nominee for governor did not mention the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. Should we be distraught or say stuff happens and let's move along?
Well, you know what? When you have Winsome on, why don't you talk to her about that? I will just tell you, I'm focused on winning. And I'm focused on being a team player. And I'm focused on making sure that the Republican message is heard by as many people across the state of Virginia as possible. And I'm not going to let anything distract me from doing that, because there is too much on the line for me to get caught up in personality or me to get caught up in specific issues. I mean, I've been around politics my whole life. There are always things that are going to get people spun up. And I just refuse to allow that to derail what I'm doing. I've given up everything to run for lieutenant governor. I quit the job at the radio station. I don't even have an income right now because I wanted to save my home state. So how do I say this, Jeff? Why don't you talk to Winsome about it? And I will just tell you, whatever anybody else does in the Republican Party, you can count on John Reed to stand up for you all the way through Election Day and for the next 4 years if you put me as lieutenant governor. How's that?
Excellent. It sounds great to me. Listen, you have since day one, all kidding aside, since day one have said we have a state to save. And you and I mean, we share a lot of things in addition to friendship and kinship and concerns. But you were fortunate enough to grow up in Virginia. I got here as quickly as possible, as you know, and absolutely love the Commonwealth. This is my home, and I refuse to stand back, sit aside, and watch as it is decimated by folks on the left. So I am right there with you that we literally have, I would say, a Commonwealth to save, but we have 4 years of Governor Youngkin, great work with Governor Youngkin. We have to continue that, and we do have to safeguard our beloved Commonwealth.
Yeah, and I was appreciative that Governor Youngkin, who you know I've had some conflicts with of late, he was very dignified. He was a gentleman. I always try to be a gentleman. I think you observed me at the radio station, Jeff. There were moments where I was hot about stuff. But if I raised my voice or if I dropped an inappropriate word, I would usually go back and clean up the situation at the station. I pride myself on being a Virginia gentleman, yep. And I appreciated that Governor Youngkin, both the other day when I saw him at the governor's mansion and at the event last night, you know, he was very polite. And, of course, Jason Meares and I go back many, many years, and I appreciated his kind words, too. So, you know, we just can't afford to get distracted by anything else, and I'm determined to do the work to meet the voters of Virginia, and everything else is a distraction.
Yep, no doubt about it. John Reed is joining us. John, of course, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. John, you stood up and said once the Democrats had nominated Ghazala Hashmi that you thought 10 debates between you and the senator who is either from Chesterfield or Richmond or wherever it is, because she has trouble remembering exactly where she lives herself. So far be it for me to try and figure that out. But you said 10 debates. Have you heard anything back from her?
I keep checking Twitter, and I keep checking my email, and I keep checking my text message. Everybody else in the state apparently knows how to text message me. But no, I haven't heard word one. And look, all right, so you don't want to do 10, right? You're scared to do 10. I know. I was on TV and I was on radio, and, you know, Senator Hashmi's probably not known for being the most dynamic speaker. Cool. Okay. So what's your counterproposal, right? I mean, or are you really expecting that you're going to run a Joe Biden campaign from the basement where you don't actually have to answer any difficult questions and you just assume that people who hate Donald Trump are all going to go vote for you? Because I got to tell you, I'm not going to let that be a winning strategy for her, because the stuff that she has done since she's been in the Senate is really extreme. And one way or another, we're going to talk about her record. And I, at least, again, am a gentleman enough to say, hey, if you'd like to defend your record, I will stand on the stage with you and we can have the back and forth. And I'm going to be polite. I hope I will be fair. I'm interested in hearing her defend keeping the schools closed and letting boys compete against girls in sports. Tell me why you think that's okay. And I don't think most Virginians are gonna go for that when they hear it.
No doubt. John.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Rejoining us, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. That is a huge point for parents, and it has to be a big issue for parents, this idea that boys really are, amongst other things, stealing the scholarships that their daughters ought to be entitled to. But John, I need to hear your reaction. Last night, the University of Pennsylvania, as a result of President Trump and Attorney General Bondi and Secretary of Education Linda McMahon, the University of Pennsylvania stripped that Will Thomas of every one of the titles, restored them to the actual girls who had won them, and is apologizing to each of those real female athletes. Your thoughts?
That is just. That is fair. That is a commitment to the truth. I noticed that the Associated Press story about it this morning continued to refer to this individual by the incorrect gender pronouns. I mean, this is a physical male. I'm so sorry if you're confused. I would never try to hurt someone or belittle someone or denigrate someone or physically harm someone. But I just think when we're talking about public policy, it has to be based on factual truth, in this case, biological truth. And thank God we got Donald Trump to stand up and say, I'm going to go after these crazy policies, and I'm not going to let this stand. And I was thrilled to see that result, and I hope it will sober up a lot of the people who have gone along with this leftist garbage. And I also hope, sincerely, that it will embolden the people who've been scared for the last 5 or 6 years to say, you know what? I don't have to cower in the corner. I can speak up for my daughter. I can go to the school board and demand that this change. I can confront the coaches and the officials at the different organizations that govern sports and say, no, this is not factual. This is not acceptable. And, you know, stand up for your kids. Thank God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If this is not reminiscent of what we, the parents, had to do when Terry McAuliffe was running against Glenn Youngkin. Obviously, you remember it. You and I spoke extensively about it on the air, off the air, when Terry McAuliffe said parents had no business being involved in their kids' education. Parents should butt out. And parents... In Loudoun, in Fairfax, in Arlington, in Alexandria, as left-wing leaning as they are, even those parents said, whoa, buddy, you got to dial that back. We don't go along with that. I have to think it's still an issue for parents around the Commonwealth.
It's a huge issue, and the Democrats really foolishly and arrogantly have doubled and tripled down on the idea that parents don't run their own child's lives, that they don't have a say in their own kids' education. That, you know, once you drop your child off at school at 8 o'clock in the morning, you lose control and the state will educate that child. And, you know, it'd be one thing if the public school system, no offense, because my dad was a principal and my mother was a school teacher, so I'm not trying to beat up on the teachers, but it would be one thing if the public school system was delivering just a factory of Rhodes Scholars here. All you got to do is go around the society in the summertime when all the kids are out, and you realize that ain't happening. So in light of the fact that they're actually not delivering in many cases for the students or for the families, I think we need to shake this whole thing up, and the Democrats refuse. It's why I'm running for lieutenant governor, because in case you haven't noticed, I know you have, I'm never going to sit on the sidelines and be quiet when something bad is happening. You can count on me to stand up and raise hell about it, hopefully in a dignified way and in a responsible way, but I'm just not going to sit here and let the society go down the toilet because of some sort of perceived fear, or, you know, they're going to call me ugly names. Call me whatever you want. Let's fix this situation so we don't lose another generation of young kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me remind everybody that my friend John Reed joining us a couple of moments here. The Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. John, one of the most important things in terms of campaigns, it's about money. It's about getting your message out there. It's about me telling you, hey, I need more signs. You know, I go around, I babysit a lot of the signs I put up here in Hanover, and I lost two of them to somebody from the Ashland Little League. Now, I love the Ashland Little League, but I'm going to find out why their sign is up and my sign is down. So, yeah, exactly. We're going to need more signs. You need to have exposure throughout the state. How do people listening right now help you out? How do they learn more about you? How do they get activated?
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because I'm Episcopalian. So I was kind of raised, you don't beg for money. You just figure something out. But when it comes to politics, my opponent, Senator Hashmi, Ghazala Hashmi, just got $1 million from the Democrat Lieutenant Governors Association. And I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you, the Republicans are not giving me money like that. I don't know why. I'm a little frustrated by that, since I have supported Republicans for, 40 years and worked for Republicans and advocated for them. So I really and truly, if you can go to John Reed for Virginia, it's R-E-I-D, all spelled out, johnreedforvirginia.com. There is a donation portal. I know Elon Musk is probably not listening to this program, but there are probably some people between the hourly worker at, you know, Burger King and Elon Musk status who might be able to, you know, make a pledge every month for the next 4 months. And if I can count on, you know, $100,000 a month, which seems extraordinary to me. God, Jeff, I just can't believe how expensive this stuff is. You know, the two signs that you say you lost?
Yep.
They're $5 a piece. So I go around the state, and people are like, oh, can you get me 200 signs? And I think, yeah, I'm going to try to raise the money to give you the signs. Mm. And then, you know, I've got a couple of people who are wonderful volunteers who just work nonstop to help me, but I've had to hire a couple of people to help me, you know, who have skills.
Yep.
None of this is cheap, and I've been around it my whole life, and I have to tell you, I've been shocked. I might as well have a little a pit in the backyard and just take the dollar bills and set them on fire, because the money burns like that. It's crazy.
Well, the upside is, my friend, you are involved in this for all of the right reasons. You are Jack and Judy's son, and you continue to advocate for this Commonwealth that you have loved your whole life, and I have learned to love during the last 13 years or so. So give everybody that website one more time, if you don't mind.
I will. It's johnreedforvirginia.com, all spelled out. The last name's R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. And let me just reiterate what you said earlier, Jeff. There are going to be a lot of things that are frustrating in this campaign. There are going to be a lot of hurt feelings, some intended, some not intended. I'm working for the Republican ticket. I'm voting for Winsome. I'm voting for Jason. I'm voting for Republicans like my friend David Owen, who's my delegate in Henrico. That guy's working his tail off for the citizens of Henrico. Mark Early Jr. in Chesterfield. I mean, there's so many people that I know personally who are working to protect the Commonwealth, and I'm all in for the Republican ticket. And, you know, whatever anybody else does, I just cannot be bothered or distracted by it. I'm focused on winning.
Fair enough. Thank you, sir. That is John Reed. John is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.